This resource fosters the importance of lifelong learning and is targeted to awake the awareness about the dynamic evolutions of our societies and how they affect our lives. The need to cope with transition phases or to make important decisions or unexpected changes in our own personal living condition are situations that can happen to each of us. In these cases, suggesting to face these challenges as opportunities to improve themselves, guidance pathways and new learning occasions can be a good starting approach. Moving to a new country, the communication with a new language can be a real challenge. But in all EU countries, the basic knowledge of the receiving country language is a prerequisite to have the permit of stay. Specific adult education centres, public or private, provide targeted learning provision and certifications. In some cases, are also included guidance services and counselling for further training. Counselling and guidance services are almost orientated to the employment search for the developing and improving own professional conditions or status. Counselling and guidance services are often provided by a vast audience of social actors, public and private, and they are targeted to the counselling aims, like schools and universities, education guidance, healthcare services, family support and women health prevention, social care services, psychological support and inclusion interventions, training and employment agencies, further training, validation of prior learning and job search, chambers of commerce or sectoral associations, self-employment and entrepreneurship, etc. Lifelong guidance and lifelong learning are the core concepts. Lifelong guidance aims to provide career development support for individuals of all ages, at all career stages. It includes career information, advice, counselling, and assessment of skills and mentoring. Quality guidance services should be available to all individuals, regardless of their employment situation, socioeconomic status, ethnicity, or gender. There is a lifelong learning provision specifically targeted to foreign people for learning the receiving country language, providing certifications according to the European Framework of References for Languages, because the proficiency in local language is considered one of the most important factors of integration. Ensuring equal access to education and training is essential so that every individual, regardless of his or her origin, social economic status, mental or physical condition, gender or age, can benefit from tailored learning opportunities. Access to lifelong learning is a matter of equal chances to participate fully in society, get high quality jobs, and achieve personal development. The European Union has developed several frameworks for education. The most famous ones are the European Qualifications Framework, or EQF, the Europass, the European Key Competences Framework, the ECTS and ECVET credit systems. Other tools are being developed, such as ESCO, that may influence policy reforms in countries. Another important issue is the validation of prior learning, specifically important for the acquisition of vocational qualifications. Mechanisms to validate non-formal and informal learning contribute to tackle unemployment and achieve a better match between jobs and skills by acknowledging those acquired outside the formal education system. Validation of non-formal and informal learning also gives opportunities for second chances, improves access to education and enhances motivation to learn. It contributes to social inclusion, personal development, empowerment and employability. In EU countries, public employment services are the authorities that connect job seekers with employers. Although structured differently in each country, all public employment services help match supply and demand in the labour market through information, placement and active support services at local, national and European level. Even though there are more women than men in Europe, female entrepreneurs represent only a third of the self-employed in the EU. There are some additional factors, such as reconciling business and family, that make entrepreneurship a less attractive option for them than for men. The European Commission is working with the EU countries to overcome these and encourage more women to start their own companies. female creativity and entrepreneurial potential are an underexploited source of economic growth and jobs that should be further developed. After this quick overview of guidance, lifelong learning and employment services, start your evaluation exercise by writing on the Path to a Life project grid, which institutions you met during your stay in the new country and through which you had access to guidance, training and other support services. Name them and specify the effective impacts of these experiences on your personal life. What you learned, if and how you apply it, what was wrong or inappropriate for your values. Then exchange with your group the evaluation grids. Explain your scores and summarize the results in the summative matrix. For each typology of services, you will obtain a qualitative mapping of the guidance and training provision in your local context. The last task consists in listing the improvements proposals the group want to point out and produce a common text of recommendations to address to the interested decision makers. Identify the recipients of your requests and send them. It will be interesting to know the feedback you will receive.